Welcome to the Teachers on Fire podcast. I'm your host, Tim Cavey, and today I want to bring you another edition of what I'm calling Sparks, mini segments intended to spark your thinking and ignite your practice. These short episodes are based on my written reflections, which you can find on the Teachers on Fire magazine at medium.com. Today's spark is titled, A Corona Lament Giving Shape to Our Struggle. I consider myself a positive person. I hold an optimistic view of the future. I believe in possibilities for growth and improvement. I'm in a happy marriage and I have two awesome stepsons. 10 days into a quarantine, our incomes are safe, our house is warm and secure, family, friends, and grocery services bring food to our door. My students have their own laptops and Wi-Fi access at home. They are familiar with Google Classroom, Seesaw, and other helpful tools. Without exception, they seem to have loving, safe, and stable families. They are relatively well positioned to face this crisis. Waves of sadness. But at least once a day, I feel moments of deep, disturbing sadness about the current crisis. These moments wash over me without warning. Suddenly, all the thoughts are there. I think about the millions of children around the world who are in a tough spot right now. For some, they're being deprived of the one place where they feel safe, loved, and appreciated. Where they are consistently fed. Where they are known, where they matter, where they are free to learn and grow and build relationships in safety and security. I think about the fact that for these children, home is not a safe place. It's a place of abuse, dysfunction, and neglect. And right now, they can't leave. I hurt for them. I think about the fact that I can't do my job, not the way I'm supposed to. I can't connect with my students. I can't laugh with my colleagues. I'm not certain about the path forward. I think about the millions of other adults who have lost their jobs, the anxiety and stress that many must be feeling, and the fact that the economic structures that make our society work and provide our standard of living are straining under the weight. I see our debt-ridden governments generally spending billions to stave off poverty and destitution. And I realize that as weeks drag on and the situation worsens, the values that underpin our society during times of peace and prosperity may begin to crack. I think about the family members and friends who have had to close businesses. Some government assistance may come their way, but momentum gained from years of hard work may be lost. I think about the long-held dreams that have been destroyed. Zoom weddings can't touch the joy and celebration of the real thing. Trips and projects and conferences and graduations and ventures of all kinds have been erased. And I think about the fact that people are dying. In Italy, almost 1,000 a day are succumbing to corona. Elsewhere, rates are increasing. In a 2-week period, infections in the United States have exploded. One educator shared that his father went from symptom-free to dead in 48 hours. Such grief. This crisis would be profoundly difficult if there was an end date, but there is none. In North America and in many parts of the world, the curve is not flattening, it's doing the opposite. September 11 was horrifying. The Great Recession of 2008 was tremendously difficult. But the COVID-19 crisis is impacting more people in more countries than either of those challenges, and the shadow it's casting will be with us for years to come. Why define the devastation? Why say all this, you might ask? I write these things because I have to. I have to give shape to the struggle we face. I have to name the problems, I observe. I have to frame and list the undercurrent of thoughts that churn through the background noise of my mind. I define this devastation so that it does not define me. We're not okay, but we're moving forward. There's no rosy conclusion to this piece because I don't know how or when this crisis will end. It may be weeks, it may be months, but eventually it will end. The curve will flatten, things will return to normal. Schools and playgrounds and restaurants will reopen, life will move on, our society will rise from these ashes. And in the meantime, we have each other. We have our loved ones, we have our friends, our colleagues, our churches, our neighbors, our communities. I, personally, hold on to faith in a God who loves us more than human words can explain. A God who never promised heaven on earth, but one who understands our sorrows and promises a day when pain will be no more. Educators will do what we can. As educators, we will do what we can during this crisis. We will acknowledge the shape of our sadness. And we will love kids. We will serve parents. We will support each other. Where we find problems, we will form solutions. Where we lack resources, we will improvise. Where we need to change strategies, we will innovate. It won't look perfect, but it will be our best. And in the struggle that our societies and schools face right now, that's all we can do. My name is Tim Cavey, and I'm proud to contribute to the education conversation through the Teachers on Fire podcast. Make sure to connect with me at Teachers on Fire on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook to catch more from me and hear from amazing educators who are bringing growth and transformation to K-12 education today. And if you're interested in hearing more audio blog content like this episode, make sure you subscribe to the Teacher Blogs podcast. If you're listening on a mobile device, just search for the Teacher Blogs podcast on the very same podcast player you're using right now. Thanks again for listening to this Spark episode. And listen, no matter where you are, I know this is a tough time right now. My thoughts are with you. Take care. Stay safe. Good luck out there. Let's stay connected.